Good evening, everybody. So today's daf yesterday and today from the Kuf Yud Chesem and Beis going over to Kuf Yud Tesem and Aleph. We have a famous Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos daf Kuf Chesem and Beis, Amar Abaye. Amar Abaye, Tesili. Abaye is the Rosh Hashiva and the Yeshiva in Pumpadisa. So Abaye says, Tesili, I want someone to inform me the Ki Chazina Tzurva Merabanan. When we find out that there is a young Talmud Chacham in the Yeshiva, who is making a siyam masechta, shalom masechta, avinu yu matabal rabbanon. Says Abaye, when you find out that there's a young Talmud Chacham in the yeshiva that really finished the masechta and is ready for a big siyam, a big party, the siyam is on me. I would like to sponsor. So that's the gemara we have in Kuf Yud Chesem Rebbe. So where does this inyan of making siyumim come from? So the makar of this is really from Tainus Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The same gemara is found in Baba Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that one of the greatest days in history, one of the greatest, most joyous, most excitable days in the Jewish calendar is Tu B'Av. Now, why Tu B'Av? Why is that one of the most exciting days? So one of the reasons the Gemara gives is it was because it was Yom Shepasku Milichros Atzei HaMaracha. It was one of the days when they stopped cutting the Atzei HaMaracha. It was a long process. People used to cut the wood for the Mizbeach for a few months at a time. And finally, the mitzvah was finished, so now this is a day to celebrate. So therefore, so says the Rashbam over there in Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, says the Rashbam, you see from here that begemer shel mitzvah, anytime we finish doing any sort of elongated mitzvah, it took us a few months to cut down the wood, it took us a few months to dry it off. So anytime you have such a situation, one is supposed to make a party, one is supposed to make a joyous occasion. And in fact, the Mishneh Berurah writes in Taf Reish Samach Tes Sif Aleph, that based on this principle, based on this Rashbam, we make a big suda, we make a big siyum when we finish writing a Sefer Torah. Same thing, it took the Sefer a couple of months to write, and it took the person a couple of years to save up the money to buy it, so we should assume that after you finish such a long and hard mitzvah, one should make a big siyum. It's said over in the name of the Kedushas Levi, I looked it up today, he has this on Chag HaShavuos. They say from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bar Ditchever the following. He said that there was a famous kasha in Europe, apparently. He says in Lita, everyone was very bothered with this kasha. Why is it we have Pesach is named after Al Shem HaMa'or? It's named after what happened on Pesach. Al Shepasach, HaKadosh Baruch HaBate Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. So that's why it's called Pesach. Sukkot is called Sukkot Kiva Sukkot HaShaptis B'nai Yisrael B'Tzias HaMeres Mitzrayim. But he asks, what's with Shavuos? Why does everyone call it Atzeres? The only time we find Atzeres in the Torah is by Shmini Atzeres. So what's going on? Why do we generally call Atzeres as the code word for Shavuos? What is that all about? In fact, in Chumash, we don't find that. So he gives three of his own suggestions, but in the middle, in the second suggestion, he writes the following, and he brings it into the Suda of Asiyim. He says, when you look at Shmini Atzeres, so Rashi over there quotes on Chumash, what Shmini Atzeres all about? Why is it called Shmini Atzeres? So Rashi brings the famous mashal that a king wants the princess to stay one extra day. So he says, you have to imagine what's going on in the times of Chazal. You have someone who's trying to be mekayim all the mitzvahs of Sukkot. He's being makarb all the karbanos, and every day in Shivim Parayachag, and there's so many karbanos, so much going on. And then you have the Nisach HaMayim and Simchas Beis Shoei. We're staying up all night. Imagine this experience, millions of people, and I'm losing my Luv and Esrig. I leave it in the Beis Hamikdash. It's crazy. It's amazing what's going on. And that, says Rashi, that's what it means, that we have a Shmini Atzeres. We want to hold on to that experience for one more day. It's not so easy for us just to walk away from such an experience, from seeing millions of people, from being excited with them, from doing all these mitzvahs. Is not so simple. So the Kedushas Levi, Reb Levi Yitzchak Bar Ditchever, points out that the same is by Asiyim. He says, I don't quite understand, why should we say we should make a big party when we finish learning a Masechta? I would hear, make a party on the first day that you start learning, make a party 10 blot through, make a party 20 blot through. When we're still in the middle of it, it's exciting. He says, once we're done, it's finished. The experience is over. So he says, no. That's why Bedapka, we make a party after we're finished to show that we want to hold on to that experience just a little bit longer. We had the experience the whole way through, but we want to hold on to it. And with that, he explains, that's what we call Shavuos, also by the name Atzeres. He says, really, the mitzvah of Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach, really, that entire duration of the mitzvah of 49 days is over. By the time Shavuos rolls around, we're finished with the mitzvah. So why do we make a party now? So it says the Kedushas Levi, it's the same idea. That's why we call it Atzeres, because we're trying to hold on a little bit with that mitzvah, that experience that we had. So that's why we have a reason to celebrate. Be it as it may, we find in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea, back to the halacha part of this, in Shulchan Aruch, Yeridea, and Simen Reish, Mem Vav, Sivcha Vav, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins very clearly that a siyum is, there's a great mitzvah to make a siyum. He says if in fact the Gemara tells us that when they finished cutting the wood for the Mizbeach, they made a siyum, they made a big party, so he says, Talmud Torah k'neged kula. There's nothing as great as Talmud Torah, so therefore, we have a real inyan to make a siyum. The Rama writes as well in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph in Orachayim, that one should, the most proper thing is that he should have basar by his suda. The same way we find by every other suda's mitzvah, by a chasana, a person is supposed to have meat, bedavka. So the same would apply over here. A person should bedavka have meat by yisiyim to show that it's a real suda's mitzvah. But Avad Yosef has a tshuva, which many other achronim talk about as well. What about saying tachanun? So he takes it as far as to say that if a person's making a siyum, let's say, and right before the siyum starts, they daven mincha. So Rav Avadi Yosef writes that he thinks many achronim are of this opinion that you would not recite tachanun. It's mamish like a yontif, it's a very exciting time, it's a sudas mitzvah, and therefore one should not recite tachanun. He even takes it so far to say, maybe you shouldn't say tachanun in the morning. If you're going to have the siyum in the afternoon, maybe the whole day is considered a yontif, you shouldn't even say tachanun in the morning. So generally, that's not the accepted opinion.
I agree with him. Yeah.
Sounds good, but generally it's not the accepted opinion. Generally we assume Shacharis, of course, he'll say Tachanun. Mincha is a question, but I think generally we're Mekel when it comes to the Tachanun. By this type of occasion, we are Mekel. There is a precedent. We do find this, that when you finish a long mitzvah, one does omit Tachanun. We do have such a thing. I remember just a personal story. I remember when we were in Eretz Yisrael a few summers ago. So there was a Nefesh B'Nefesh flight that came in. I think there were three flights that landed altogether. So we were like hundreds of people came to greet them, and they asked my father to come. We happened to be in Eretz Yisrael, so they asked him to come to the tarmac to greet a lot of the people who were making Aliyah, because a lot of them were his Talmidim. So I remember we had to get there like 5 in the morning, and we davened Shacharis on the tarmac. So the Baal Tefillah finishes Chazaras HaShatz, and he's about to sit down for Tachanun. So everyone looks at my father. Do we say Tachanun? We should say, we shouldn't say. So he said, of course not. That's the Gemara, that's what the Rashbam says from the Gemara in Baba Basra. The mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, that's not a question. Everyone agrees the mitzvah is Yishuv Haaretz, unless you hold like the Machlokes, the Ram and the Ramban. But generally we assume there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. So now that they finished this very long mitzvah, now that they're finally at the climax, now that they're actually getting there, and we're all getting together to celebrate that fact, that's exactly what they say over here by Sudas Mitzvah, by Yisiyim. We don't say Tachanun because that's a very joyous occasion. And on the completion of any sort of long mitzvah, one would leave out Tachanun. So the Maharshal is famous for writing in the Yamsha Shlomo Baba Kama a very famous line. He says the following. He says he believes that a siyum is obviously a sudas mitzvah, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. And he writes as follows: Mishum ze ayanira levarach shahasimcha b'maono b'sudas siyum. The Maharshal writes a famous line that when it came time to bench at the siyum, so he recited shahasimcha b'maono, the same way we say by a chasana. So he says, "Ein lecha simcha yosel lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ala simcha v'rinah shel Torah." There's no greater simcha that Hashem has. There's no greater pleasure. It's greater than a chasana. A person who is able to finish a masechta. So he says, one should recite shahasimcha b'mono. Then he says, "Chein haresi pamachas alacha l'maisa." Says the Marshal, one time I was at a siyum and I decided when we bench we're going to recite shahasimcha b'mono by the benching. And he says, "Nisbalbel hasimcha b'mehumos gedolos al yedei sibus kashos." Don't ask what happened, but I think they say the whole city burnt down. Something terrible happened, and he betalisi hasirchon bi. The Yamsha Shlomo, the Marshal writes, I hold that the reason why this terrible thing happened, this terrible tragedy happened, is because I made this psak, which was against that which is the classical psak in Shulchan Aruch. So he blamed himself for that terrible thing. And he says it's hard to understand exactly why we draw the line by chasana and shever brachas. Why don't we say it also by a siyum? He's not quite sure what the answer is, but he says, I retracted from my original talk that a person should say shasimcha b'mono. He says it's not proper to do that. Obviously, the siyum is not something which we should begin to institute our own nusach for the birchas hamazon. So in the Sefer Minig Yisrael Torah, he discusses what about a siyum on just one sefer. One sefer, a person finishes a sefer of whatever it is, a sefer of Tilim, he finishes a sefer of something else, should he make a siyum on that or not? So he writes that he thinks the nusach that we say by a siyum is indicative of the fact that we do make siyum on svarim, because he says that he ratzon that we say is lahaskel svarim achayim ulasayimam. So he thinks that that's clearly what the implication is of that he ratzon that we're saying, even when we start one sefer and we finish it, that's already enough of a reason to make Asim. The Pnei Yeshua writes in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin also, the Gemara says over there, Rabbi Yochanan, when he used to finish Eov, they say the reason why Rabbi Yochanan learned, Bedavka learned Eov, is because he was a Baal Yisurim. He went through a lot on his own, like the Gemara says a few blot earlier, but be it as it may, so the Gemara says when he finished Eov, he used to throw a big party. So says the Pnei Yeshua, you see from there, when a person finishes even one sefer, he finishes Eov, that's enough of a reason, that's a good excuse to make a big party, to make it a Sudas Mitzvah. And the Piskei Tshuva, which is not the new Piskei Tshuvas, this is the old one from Europe. So he quotes that the Avnei Nezer used to do this as well. The Avnei Nezer, even when he saw people that finished one sefer, he would already hold that as a good enough excuse to make a big party, to throw a siyum, and that was a very happy occasion, the Avnei Nezer's town of Sechachov. Yeah.
The original quote was from Abaye, right?
Yeah.
That says when you finish a Masechta. What was a Masechta to Abaye, though? They didn't have Masechta.
That's a good question.
So maybe that's why.
Could be. Interesting point. Ramosh, he said, the whole quote of the siyum in the first place was from Abaye. In the times of Abaye, there was no Shas. So what'd they finish? Yeah, could be.
Somebody make a siyum on each
Mishnah? Yeah, I don't know. The Rishonim there don't really explain what it's talking about, but it's an interesting point. Rav Moshe takes it even a step further. What does Masechta mean? Oh. Yeah. Tractate? I don't know. I don't know, Rav Moshe takes this even a step further. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, listen to this, in Arachayim Chelek Aleph, first volume Arachayim, says Rav Moshe, Imkein, Vadei Yesh Lomo Mizeh Shagam Limud Mikra B'Chabura, if we have a chever that learns Tanakh together, we have a shir that learns whatever, we go through Parashat Shavua. So he says, if we finish learning a whole segment of Mikra together, Shenim Shach Ezez Man Shalo Gar Mikol Mitzvah Sheyesh Lasha Simcha Mishtev Hinech Sheva Sudas Mitzvah, says Rav Moshe, even if we have a chabura that goes through Parashat Shavua with Rashi, it's also a good excuse to make a siyum. When we finish a sefer, we should make a siyum. Then Rav Moshe qualifies.
Somebody sponsors this.
Rav Moshe.
Did you say that Abaye paid for it?
Yeah.
So we'll
get to that in a minute. I want to share with you a very beautiful point. But here, Rav Moshe just ends off. He says there's one caveat. He says, "Avol pashutu rak shalamdu kafi pirusha emes." Listen to this. He says, this is only if we're learning Chumash with one of the Emes Dikei Perushim, Shuka Echad Meperushi Rabbeinu Harishonim. Says Rav Moshe, that's only if we're really learning up Chumash and we're really going to understand it. We're learning Rashi, we're learning Ramban, we're learning one of the Rishonim. But says Rav Moshe, stam some guy's going to get up and start saying his own Pshetlach on Chumash, and then you're going to make a Siyum because he said his own Vertlach on a whole Sefer of Chumash. That's not good enough. Rav Moshe says he doesn't think that's good, and he says that's possibly Megala Panabat Torah Shalok Kalach. Someone who just gets up and starts saying his own Pilpulim all the time, that's not a good enough reason to celebrate. That's not so exciting. So Ramosha says, if you have a group of people that are learning together, that are learning Samin Kavua, going through it with real Perushim on the Rishonim that are Mekubalim, so then he says, that would be a good excuse to make a Siyum. So along those same lines, a person has to understand what he's learning in order to make a Siyum. Along those same lines, they quote in the Yeshurun, the Torah journals, Yeshurun, that came out recently, so they have there from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that he said, what's going on? Abaye makes the siyum every time a guy finishes a Masechta. What do you think? They had bums in Abaye's yeshiva? There are guys finishing Masechtas every day, I'm sure. Yeah, could be not, but he's speculating. Rav Shlomo Zalman assumes that Abaye's yeshiva is probably a top-notch yeshiva, Pumpadisa, highly regarded. So how can you tell me? Abaye made a siyum every day, his parties in the yeshiva, how could it be? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, that's what, if you're Madaik in the Gemara, it says, Tesili, when I see a Tzurva Merabanan, Deshalem Masechta, so he says, what Deshalem Masechta, what does that mean? He says, Shalama Biyaga V'Hishlim Chok Limudo. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, it's only when he's Shalem Masechta, when he really understands it, when he finished it. And Abaye says, that's not easy to come by. You don't come by someone every day who actually learns something up and really understands it and really can make a Siyum when he's finished and say that he understood the whole thing and he tried to get to as deep a level as he possibly could understand in that particular Sefer. So that's, I assume everyone really understands, or at least one person. At least one person, I hope, understands. At least the Magid Shira understands what he's talking about, I hope. So we're all celebrating for him. So that's what Shlomo Zalman writes, that it's a time to celebrate because it's a time to recognize the fact that a person really got down to the deep, dark secrets of that Sefer that he was learning, and he tried as hard as he could to really properly understand it. I just want to end off with one beautiful vart that Rav Asher Weiss told me a couple of days ago. He put together a Gemara in Shabbos with a Gemara in Erevin, and I just, to spice it up a little more, I put together a couple of more Gemaras to bring out the point a little more strongly, but it's, be aside, it's his Vart, it's a beautiful Vart. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, like we said, Abaye is the one who gets up and says, I will make a big Siyum, I'm sponsoring it, I'm the one who wants to pay for it, every time someone finishes a Masechta. Fine? So very interestingly, Rabbi Asher Weiss pointed out that the Gemara tells us in Erevin's Samaches Amud Beis, for those of us who are in the middle of the series on Erev Chatzeres, which we're finishing off tonight, so the Gemara says over there, Samaches is in the beginning of, is in the middle of the sugyas of Erev Chatzeres. So says the Gemara over there, you have Abaye and Rabba live next door to each other, and Rabba knocks on Abaye's door one fine day, and he says, you know, it's about time we make a Erev Chatzeres. What's going on here? So Abaye says, I'm sorry, I can't. Okay, a little strange. So Rabbah comes back to him, he says, you know, I think it's about time we make an Erev Chatzeres. I can't carry in the neighborhood because we didn't make an Erev, and I can't eat by you, you can't eat by me. It's not a good situation, we should make an Erev. So Abaye says, I'm sorry, I can't. What do you mean you can't? So what's going on here? So what are you going to tell me? Maybe Abaye doesn't like to spend money on mitzvahs. Can't say that. The Gemara says, Imsachim daf dalet amud beis. Abaye is the one who says that nichal eila inish, a person is happy that his money should be used for a mitzvah. So it can't be the reason why he doesn't want to give. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, Rabbah comes and knocks on the door again, and he says, you know what, let's make an Erev. You know it's a mitzvah derabanan. You know you're going to make a brach on it. How you mevatel the mitzvah derabanan? What's going on here? So Abaye says, what can I do? I don't have money. I don't have money to buy a piece of bread to put in your house. I'm sorry. I don't have money. So you hear this? So Abaye and Rabbah are living next door to each other. Abaye doesn't have 5 cents to go ahead and buy a roll and put it in Rabbah's house for Shabbos. So if you look in a couple of Gemaras, you find the same thing. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Lama Gimel Amud Aleph, the same type of idea. The Gemara tells us that Abaye got so sick, he had no food, he had no money to buy food. He got so sick, the Gemara tells us, that he was suffering from his sickness, from Chulshas Haguf, from his weakness, from his sickness, from not having money to buy food. The Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Samachay also that Rabbah says about Abaye that he couldn't afford to buy wine when the rest of us are sitting and enjoying life. The rest of us are drinking wine. He's drinking his water because he couldn't afford to have any wine. I thought maybe that's the reason why the Gemara says in the Dar Mem Aleph Hamed Aleph also that this is Abaye is the one who says Ein Ani Ela Bedas. Abaye is the one who says an Ani is not someone who doesn't have money. Abaye looks at himself as I'm the richest man in the world. I have everything. I'm a Talmud Chacham. Abaye is specifically the one who says Ein Ani Ela Bedas. The only Ani is the one who's not a Talmud Chacham. The one who's the Talmud who doesn't have money. That's I don't consider that an Ani. It's Dafka Abaye, he's the one who's the poor man. Maybe in fact also this is why the Gemara tells us in Brachos Daf Lamed Hey, there's a famous Gemara about Rabbi Shimon Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel about two different ways how a person could live his life. Should he live not having a parnasa, or should he and just learn all day, or should he go out and get a parnasa? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye. Abaye is the one who says, Habe also krib Shimon Yochai, below also the Yadam. A lot of people try to live a life of suffering, of not having a job, of not having any money. It didn't work out. It's Teignish. But many people try to live a life like Rabbi Shmuel, and that's the way to go. Person should work. He should have a nice parnasa. He should have money to support himself. So why is Abaye the first one who says this? Plenty of Amaram in the Gemara could have told us this lesson. Abaye was concerned. He's the Rosh Hashiva. Bachrim are going to look at me. Talmidim are going to look at me and try to learn from me. So he says, don't learn from me. I'm Yechidei Skula. I'm like Rabbi Shimon Yochai. I can live like this. I can be an Ani. I'm okay. I'm not going to suffer. I'm fine with it. This is not for everybody. He says, Harbi also could have Shimon Echai will also be on. This is not something for the Hamanam. It's not something everyone should try at home. Bottom line is, you see from all these Makaras, Abaye was a terrible Ani. Abaye was someone who mamish had nothing in his life. He couldn't even pay to have a piece of bread in Rabbah's house. He couldn't make an Erev Chatzeres with him. The Gemara says he got sick from not having food. Yet, what do you see? The Chashiva Sa'avas HaTar of Abaye. Abaye gets up in Yeshiva. He has no conscience. He has no problem. He gets up and he says, anyone who finishes a Masechta, the Seam is on me. Where does he get that from?
So it
brings out a little bit what the Chashivas HaTorah that Abaye had. First of all, what a Rosh Hashiva is supposed to feel for the Simcha of his Talmidim. That's one thing. And second of all, it shows you what Erech he had for Chashivas HaTorah. A person who mamish has nothing in his life, ad kedei kach. He's locked up inside of his house. Every Shabbos, he can't go out because he can't be ma'arav with anyone. He can't afford to put a piece of bread in the other person's house. Even that type of individual gets up and he says he wants to sponsor the Siyam. He wants to be Misameach, the Talmidim. He wants to show the Chashivas that he has for what they are accomplishing. So that's just a little bit about the about this today's Daf Yomi.
It's meaningless what he said.
No, he obviously came up with it. Obviously came up with it. Otherwise...